All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Connecting the Pack. Today, I am joined by Uzma Miraj. Uzma is a student here at NC State University, and she's currently pursuing a master's in climate change and society. She is a student from Pakistan who recently started her journey here at NC State University. And today, we're going to try to talk about a little bit. We're going to try to tackle her educational journey back in Pakistan and talk a little bit more about her current involvement with NC State University. So without further ado, Uzma, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. So before we talk about this interesting program that you're part of right now, I would be interested to know more about your educational journey back home in Pakistan, which I'm sure was quite different from what you're currently pursuing. So maybe you can walk us through your involvement in academia or in the academic world back in Pakistan, and what sort of program you were involved in before you started here at NC State.
Yeah, sure. So my academic background is very different and unique for me and for other people as well. I am from a small village in Pakistan that is called Pasu. My village name is Pasu.
Pasu.
Yeah, and it is in the northern part of Pakistan. And the province, which is not considered province yet, is called Gilgit-Baltistan.
Okay.
And there is a small village there, so I am basically from there. And we usually have like small villages, and we are like very closely involved with our family in the fields. We work in the fields. We like we cultivate our own food, like vegetables and all that, and we have like cows.
Wow.
Yeah, we have like domestic animals in our home. So yeah, so I did my schooling from my village till grade 8. Then I moved to the city, which is called Gilgit.
Okay. Huh?
Yes. And then I did my like my higher secondary study from there, like from my till my college, like my FSC from there. Then I moved to the big cities of Pakistan for my bachelor's degree, for my 4 years degree, yeah.
Wow, so you started out in a very small village where you guys grow your own food.
Yeah.
And have cows. And
yeah.
And then you gradually, you're transitioning into sort of a bigger environment, a bigger city, and you're in a different, maybe, culture in a way.
Yes,
would you
sure.
consider it
yeah.
different?
Culture as well as language. I mean, not language. We have like national language, but mostly cultural.
Oh.
Yep.
So what would you say is something that is very significantly different when it comes to the culture in the city that you moved into compared to how things were in your village? Something that stands out.
Maybe. Yeah, there's a lot of things different. The people are very different, like in the city,
yeah,
comparative to the village. The village people are very simple, and but when you move to the cities, you like interact with different people,
uh-huh,
from different cultural background. So yeah, and yeah, and the thoughts, the behaviors, I mean, everything is different as your culture is different. So I think, yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of tough from moving from a village to a city,
mm-hmm,
and yeah, interacting with people who are from different background, and yeah.
It's hard to make maybe connections in such environments, or was it, you think, easier now that you were in the city?
Yeah, from the beginning, it was very, very different for me, like interacting with people from different regions, and I don't know how to explain it.
Like a, maybe the, I guess, their upbringing had played a role in sort of, you know, determining how they behave currently.
Yeah.
Because they've always lived in a city, so they find it hard to deal with village people.
No, that's not a thing. Mm. But due to cultural difference,
yeah,
there are differences in thoughts.
Oh,
or maybe,
wow.
Yeah. And also, yeah,
huh.
I think.
That's, wow. And that would be, what's the name of that city again that you were in?
That's Rawalpindi. And
Rawalpindi.
It's, okay. It's in the province of Punjab. So we have like provinces in Pakistan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. And you spent your university years there?
Yeah.
Or?
I spent my university year there, and it was my first time moving to a big city and living alone from, like, far from my family, from my mother, from my father.
Gosh, so that must have been maybe hard, not just for you, but for them to let you go into, like, a big city and to move out and to spend your college years.
Yeah, our parents are, I think, used to that because we have no choice, but we have to move from our family, from our hometown, because for our education, they are very supportive regarding our education.
What?
So, yeah, I think it's now not hard for them to sending their children far away from them. Yeah.
Oh, that is very nice, actually, to have, I guess, parents that are maybe accustomed to the idea of letting their child pursue education outside and to kind of become more independent.
Yeah.
So that would, so you would spend 4 years or there, or would you maybe in the summer visit home, or they would
visit
you?
I used to visit in the summer as well as in the winter.
Uh-huh.
We used to have winter breaks as well. And for the summer, we used to have 3 months breaks.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a lot. I mean, yeah. And we used to have the breaks from the start of June, and it goes until 15th of August.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at that time, the temperature used to be very hot in the cities. So
Gosh.
It was good to go to the village.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that time was the best. That time used to be the best time for me because the weather in the village used to be very cool and very, very, chilly.
So you spent 4 years kind of living on your own without maybe the presence of your family. Do you think, I mean, that was, that led to tremendous growth, or maybe it kind of shaped the person that you are today? I mean, how would you describe that?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of transition in myself. I mean, that was not just 4 years. I think that was 8 years.
Oh.
8 years, I lived without my family. But I used to visit them during the summers or, like, in the winters. But I used to live alone a lot because I had to move to the city for my studies. And then for my bachelor's, I had to move to the big city.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So there was a lot of growth. I've seen a lot of, like, difference in myself. I was observing, like, I was growing during, because I was learning things and I was interacting with people. And I think, I was seeing changes in myself.
Wow. And you said for 8 years, does that mean that even in your high school years, you had to move out?
Yes.
Wow. So that's very, I think, I don't know if that many people experience such a thing. Like, a lot of people would first experience being independent when they move it, when they start their college years, but I think you've experienced it at an early age, you know, in your high school years.
Yeah, it's very common for people from my region.
Because
everyone moves to the cities and they leave their parents behind. They leave their hometown and they visit their family in the summers or in the winters.
So that would mean you guys would be staying. Would you consider it a boarding school? Like you guys have like dorms and...
Yeah, we used to live, I used to live in a dorm. I mean, we call it hostels.
Okay.
But here they call it dorms, yeah.
Wow. So that, during those years in your high school years, is that when you discovered your passion for, you know, climate change or the, you know, environmental science? Or when did you first discover that that's something you liked?
When I did my second year of education, like the FSC, my brother suggested me, because there's not a lot of career counseling in our pod.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, my brother suggested me to go to this field because that was different. And I had my second year in pre-medical. I mean, I had a science background, so we decided to go to a science, doing something science. And
okay.
I'd also thought about it, that I think that is a good idea, because I'm from a mountainous region where there is a lot of glaciers, and I can do some kind of work for my region, for my community in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I decided to do my bachelor's in environmental sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done my bachelor's from a women university, Fatma Jinnah Women University in Pakistan. And yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, when you said Fatma Jinnah Women University.
Fatma Jinnah.
Oh, Fatma Jinnah Women University. Would that be considered like a women's college, similar to some of the colleges, women's colleges here in the U.S.? Wow. So, and you pursued environmental science there. And I mean, during that time in college, was that your first exposure to environmental science, or did you have a little bit of a background? I mean, you had a scientific background, but maybe not specifically when it comes to environment.
Yeah, it was my first time studying environmental sciences, but we used to have a one chapter of like environment in our science books, but not specifically a major book for the environmental science. So yeah, it was my first time studying that.
Wow. And for people like myself who are not very aware of what you guys would probably study in environmental science, what is something major that you guys look into, or perhaps you've explored extensively throughout your 4 years of pursuing environmental science?
For the environmental science, I majorly worked on water quality.
Water quality?
Yeah.
Oh.
I looked into the drinking water quality in my region. I did a field visit there, and I collected samples, and I tested those samples, whether they are clean enough for drinking purpose or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I majorly worked on water, and I collected water samples from glaciers, streams, and even spring water, because people in my region are directly consume the spring water.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, my major focus was on studying that.
Wow.
In the field. Yeah.
So you've done can I say a lot of field work in terms of water quality testing?
That was just for my thesis work in my final year. But before that, in my 4 years, I studied about like hydrology, environmental management, environmental policies, and what kind of laws are there for the environment, in specifically in Pakistan and how are they implemented, and about the environmental impact assessments, where we study about like if there is some kind of development, how is that going to impact the environment. So yeah, there's before developing something, like before doing some kind of construction, there is a kind of assessment, environmental assessment, which is submitted to the developers who are going to construct something or doing some kind of work.
Yeah.
But how they can, how that project can impact the environment and whether the people should develop, construct something or not in a place.
Wow. Which part of your maybe field work or practical work did you enjoy the most? Was it the water quality testing part or this particular route that you just just highlighted?
Yeah, I've did a lot of work. After my bachelor's degree, I did a internship with a government organization, which is called Forest Welfare and Wildlife and Environment Department. And there I worked on tree plantation activities.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a project called the 10 billion tree tsunami, where like we were supposed to motivate people to plant more and more trees in their areas, because trees are very important, and it's a kind of mitigation process where, like, yeah,
you would encourage them to kind of
plant trees. we encourage people to plant more and more trees, and even the organization donated trees to the people to plant them, and yeah, to take care of them. And I used to go to the fields, I used to inspect, like I used to count how many trees are have survived.
Count one, two, three.
Yeah, how many have survived and how many not. And
wow.
I used to report that to my supervisor. And I also worked with women empowerment, like, I mean, yeah, motivating women to get more involved in tree plantation activities.
Wow. So
I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah.
And that was done for how long? How long did you do this for?
That was a 6 month project. Yeah, I was selected for a 6 month. After that, the project ended, and yeah, I was hoping to that will be extend for a longer time period, but yeah. It did not.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure you really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Wow. That was that would probably be after you graduated then. You
yes.
said, okay. So you pursued that for a while. And then when did you start your education here at NC State? And why did you transition?
Yeah, I came here in August 2023.
Uh-huh.
And I was selected on a project. This is a master's in research, and this is a 1 year program. I'm doing a 1 year program in climate change and society.
Yeah.
At the Department of Marine Earth and Atmospheric Science Department, and North Carolina has a collaborative project with the women universities in Pakistan.
Okay.
So they have their purpose is to train women from Pakistan in the environmental field.
Mm.
So that is why this master's program has been initiated. And this is funded by the State Department.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a prestigious opportunity.
Yeah. So I applied through my previous university for this program, and I got selected for it. Yeah.
Wow. And this is your experience here at NC State. Would you say that was the first experience abroad, or did you have?
No, this is the first experience.
Wow. Yeah. So you've never left at Pakistan before?
No, this is my first time.
Gosh, this is really fascinating. I mean, what was that like? I mean, when you got in, like you received the letter and, you know, you left.
Yeah,
and
I was very happy at that time because I wanted to do my study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great opportunity for me. I mean, I was very glad, and I was graduated in Pakistan. I did my bachelor's. I completed it in 2020, but I did not pursue my further education in my master's because I was waiting for, yeah, I was trying to apply international universities. So my family used to tell me that, well, how long will you wait? Like, my mother's paid for me. I mean, when will you go? Like, and I was like, I will go one day, don't worry. And yeah, I got it. And when I shared that with my mother, she was very proud.
Wow, I'm sure she was. I mean, that.
Yeah, and she told me that you used to tell me that you will go one day, and you did it.
Congratulations. This is great.
Yeah, that was a great moment for me. And
wow. Yeah. And you left in August 2023.
Yeah.
So that was, you said, your first journey outside of Pakistan.
Yes.
So first time on a plane, first time.
No, it was not first time on a plane.
Okay, I thought that was, well, first time outside of Pakistan.
Yeah, outside of Pakistan.
So how were you feeling at that time? I mean, it must have been just, you know.
When I was coming, I was very tense because okay. I was leaving my country and I was going very far.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about that, I was very tense, like, oh my god, that's very far. Now I cannot go to my hometown on summers. That was some kind of very tense, but I was cleared from inside that. Yeah, I'm going, what I want to do, I'm doing it now.
And in
I
America.
Will do it.
Wow. That is, no, it must have been really, wow. I mean, did you, you know, take pictures? Did you write in a journal? What was your approach to try to document that?
I'm taking pictures. Like, yeah, I'm not so used to writing journals. So,
okay.
Yeah, I took pictures, and I think that will be a great memory for me.
Yeah. And so this is, I'm sure, just a very different, I guess, culture and different people and everything, just so different.
Everything is so different. Everything, like, we have, I mean, I was not very shocked because I already made my mind that I am going to experience all these things, so I will not be shocked.
That's a good approach.
So I will assume that it's normal. I mean, everything is normal here. I mean, we have so much different. We are so different in culture, like our dressing code, our food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially our dressing code is very different.
Yeah.
I mean, these dressing codes are not normal for us in Pakistan.
Oh, I would imagine they're very different.
So yeah, that was something different for me. And yeah, the food is also different, but I usually cook by myself at my apartment, so
yeah,
that's not a problem for me.
Good. No, it's very good, because I'm sure you would know even how to cook your own, like, the food that you like, you know, food
from
Pakistan.
Yeah, I can cook that. So I'm used to all that. I used to do all my things by myself, so there's no problem.
That's really interesting that you would say that, you know, you would never call something abnormal. You would just consider it normal because that's the way things are.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, that is life. That is world. That is called world.
Right.
Full of diversity.
Yeah, and I mean, when did you start learning? I mean, you're now using, obviously, English on a daily basis, but back home, I'm sure you didn't. And I'm wondering, when did you start learning English?
I started from my childhood. We used to have English medium education. So yeah, but we usually don't like focus a lot on speaking English.
Right.
Because we have like I speak three different languages.
Oh.
First is my native language, and then my national language, which is called Urdu.
Urdu, yeah.
And then this English language, I can try. I try to speak well.
No, you speak well.
So yeah, I usually don't speak in English in my country or in my region. We have at home, we used to speak in our native language. And yeah, when I went to the university for my college and university, I used to speak in Urdu.
Wow.
And sometimes English, yeah. Very rare.
That is fascinating. No, really. And you said you are doing this for a year, so you must be like working so hard to make this experience memorable and, you know, meaningful in a way.
Yeah. I'm trying to enjoy everything, like whatever I'm learning in class or interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to make everything memorable, and I have no time for traveling, so.
Oh, gosh. Like, yeah. You can't, like, you didn't have an opportunity to sort of explore the U.S. a little
yeah.
bit?
Yeah. I went to D.C. in the winter break.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I want to explore more, but I have no time for that.
Mm.
I have a lot of course load.
Yeah.
I took 5 courses in my fall, and now I'm taking 5 courses.
Gosh, like a graduate level?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because this program is for 1 year, so I have to complete like 30 credit hours. So, yeah.
30 credit hours in 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow, that's probably the equivalent of maybe 60 credits in undergraduate level courses. Gosh, that's... So you have until May
yeah,
to finish?
Yeah, I will be graduating in May.
Wow. How are you feeling about it? Are you excited? Are you, what's, how?
I don't know how am I feeling. I have to go back to Pakistan because I have no choice, but I'm planning to do my PhD.
Oh, wow.
Here, because I want to live here. I want to learn more here, so yeah, I'm planning to do my PhD.
Well, I really hope that plan works and you get to, you know, study, spend more years here in the States. And do you think you're going to do it here at NC State or maybe somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm planning at the NC State, but if I'll not get it, I will then try another universities.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job. I mean, this is, the path that you have chosen and these different transitions that you experienced. This is just marvelous, really. I mean, this is incredible. Like, I don't know if you see it the same way I see it, but for someone like you who came from a very small town, from a, you know, small village, and now doing a master's here at NC State, that's a huge deal. Coming from a different part of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. Do you ever, think about it, or are you just too busy studying that you don't really think about
No,
these things?
I think about it, and when I think about it, I feel very confident and very proud of myself, I'd say, because it's very hard for a girl from Pakistan to do all this.
Yeah.
And but I did it.
And that's incredible. Now, I'm sure you're a role model to many of, your peers in Pakistan and an inspiration to them.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that was, I'm glad we had this conversation, and I'm glad we got to know a little bit more about, you know, your life back then and your life right now. It's an incredible transition, and I'm glad you gave us the opportunity to, to learn more about that from you. So thank you for showing up here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.